Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Va'eschanan, starts off with Moshe discussing his attempts to enter the land of Israel, and then he moves on and talks about the Torah. And during that discussion, Moshe says that we are not allowed to add to the Torah and not to subtract from the Torah. Now, we understand why we can't subtract. Why can't we add on to the Torah? Now, let's add another question. The very next verse, Moshe talks about recounts the incident of Baal Peor when the Jewish people, the Jewish men, were seduced by the Moabite and Midianite women, and after being seduced by them, they gave in and they worshipped their idols, and this led to a plague breaking out among the Jewish people because of that. And Moshe says that you see what Hashem did to those who worshipped Baal Peor. And the question is, what is the connection between the first verse that talks about not subtracting or adding to the Torah, and the next verse, which Moshe reminds the Jewish people of this Baal Peor debacle? Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus gives us some insight into these verses, and he explains that a person who wants to either add or subtract from the Torah, we understand subtracting is a problem. What's the problem of adding? The idea is that I'm doing this on my terms and my comfort level. And Torah is not like that. The idea of Torah is that it's a life that Hashem has given us, and mitzvah that Hashem has given us, and we have to give ourselves over to that life. Whether it is something that agrees with us intellectually, or is in my comfort level, or my spiritual comfort zone, we have to do our utmost to keep the Torah, whether we feel like doing it or not. Now, I'm not saying that a person who is not observant necessarily needs to jump right in and do everything in one shot, but the idea is there that it's not there for us to decide, I agree with this and therefore I'll do it, I disagree with that and I won't do it, I think I should add this because I think it's a good idea, so let's add this to Judaism. You can't do that. It's about subjugating oneself, and it's not about what I feel like doing, but rather it's about what Hashem says I should do. This continues, Rabbi Pinkus, connects to Baal Peor, because the Talmud tells us that Baal Peor was a unique idol in its manner of worship, because one did not worship it in a normal fashion as one would worship an idol through sacrifices or other such things, but rather one worshiped Baal Peor by relieving oneself in front of it. And the Talmud actually gets rather graphic about how some people did this and engaged in this kind of activity, but it involved relieving oneself of one's bodily wastes in front of this idol. What is the idea behind such a worship? So there's a lot of discussion about it, but one basic approach is the idea that a person is basically comprised of his desires and his lower self and his higher self. And a person reins in his lower self because he recognizes that he's a person and he's embarrassed. He's not interested in engaging in certain very demeaning or degrading activities. And he has a certain amount of busha, of embarrassment, or we'll call of shame, slash awe of other people, and by extension of God himself. And he reins in his behavior and he keeps it in line. By debasing oneself in this way, of relieving oneself in front of the idol, one is basically saying, nothing is off limits, nothing is out of bounds, I could do whatever I want. Everything is what we call hefker. There's just do whatever you want. It's all fine. It's all good. Whatever you feel like doing, you could do it, and it's okay. And so this is the idea of the worship of Baal Peor, is the idea of just doing whatever you feel like doing. You want to behave like an animal? Just relieve yourself in public. Go ahead and do so. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Strip yourself of all your humanity, of all your dignity, and that's fine. And this flies in the face of the idea we just said a minute ago. A minute ago we just said, you cannot subtract or add to the Torah. A person who does whatever he or she wants in his life, today I feel like keeping the mitzvot, today I feel like adding, today I feel like subtracting, I do what I feel like, it's all good, it's all okay. Whatever I feel like, whatever I identify as, that's all good, that's all fine, that's all wonderful, I'll take pride in that. And the Torah is coming and telling us, no, you cannot subtract, you cannot add. It doesn't matter if you feel like it, you don't feel like it, you agree with it, you don't agree with it. This is the Torah. Hashem created the world, He created us, He is instructed us how we are to behave as moral beings who are seeking to grow spiritually and connect to Hashem. That is our purpose in this world, to create ourselves through observing those mitzvot. And doing what you want, doing whatever you want, whatever you feel like, is not going to fly. And that idea, the extreme of doing whatever you want, is realized in the worship of Baal Peor. So while it may seem extreme, it's just the natural progression of things. When you start with, I'll do the mitzvot that I feel like, I'll do some, I'll ignore some, I'll add what I feel like, I'll subtract what I feel like. The natural progression is going to be, I'll do whatever I want, results in worshiping Baal Peor and doing whatever I feel like, including debasing myself to the point that I would publicly relieve myself in front of this idol in such a way to worship it, which is the absolute debasement of self. So the bottom line we can learn from this is that it's not up to what we feel like doing, but rather it is to observe the Torah to the best of our abilities and recognize that Hashem created us with basic human dignity, and we have to keep these laws as part of our humanness. And to the extent that we are able to follow the Torah, that builds us as humans. And failure to do so debases us and takes away that humanness from us. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.